Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Jason and I were talking about airplanes, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Dr. Sheely, do you have anything that you'd like to start with, or do you want me to just go into...
Monday.
Okay. All right. So today is May 17th, and it's known as a tax day, you know, in the year 2021, because this is the day that the government said you can extend April 15th all the way into May 17th because of the Corona panic, and you can file on the last day of for this tax year for most federal and state tax filers. May 17th is the last day to be on time. Now you could probably request an extension. But so what I wanted to mention was that we and our family wait until the last minute of the last hour of the last day, because that's when the IRS is expecting that, you know, people to send in their tax forms. So we don't want to disappoint them. They know that people are lazy and they all wait till the last minute and they file on the last day. And, you know, we don't want to disappoint them, so we do exactly what they're anticipating, which is this mass deluge of tax returns. But as I was signing the tax return for mailing today, and by the way, we mail it at the post office and we get a proof of mailing. So in case the federal government or the state says, nah, we didn't get yours, we'll say, yeah, well, blame it on the post office because we have a receipt that says we mailed it to you guys. Anyway, so on the bottom of the tax forms that you ultimately sign and date, there is a little statement that starts out with under the penalty of perjury. And it says that, you know, this tax form is prepared, I'm just paraphrasing accurately, under penalty of perjury. Now, my question is, why would I sign that? Why would I agree that it's absolutely correct? Because I don't know if it's correct. Just as if... Well, Dr. Sheely, I'm not kidding. And I'll give you some proof. So sometimes when they have these selections or elections, they have a recount, right? And the recount comes out with a different number from the first count, right? So even the government can't count. So if they can't count, how can they expect me to count? And, you know, I do make mistakes. I really do. I don't try to make mistakes, but sometimes I do. And I want to make sure that I don't say, yeah, I agree that you can prosecute me because I made a mistake. I'm not going to do that. So what I do, class, is I cross that out. I literally draw lines through the part... You're the part that says under penalty of perjury, you know, I say that this is correct. And then I put my initials there. And that, you know, so if you have a contract with, let's say you're building a house or you're some kind of a contract and it says, you know, item one, two, three, four, and you look at that and you go, I don't, item four, I don't agree with. I can't agree to that. So what do? You know, if it's a pre-printed contract, well, what I do is I draw a line through that line or paragraph, and then I initial it, which means that I agree to all the other stuff, but not that. And that's what I do. So when for years and years and years and years and years, I've been
doing
this.
Ben, yeah. I have never personally mailed one in. I've always
really?
Had it done by my tax accountant.
Okay. Well, then, on that, in that submission, there probably is a box that says under penalty of perjury, I do solemnly swear that this is, you know, accurate. And but literally, it sounds like I'm kidding, but I really don't know, because no one knows. No one knows if their taxes is prepared correctly, because there are tax deductions that I probably didn't include. So, which means that I would be overpaying, okay, because I missed some tax deductions. So that means that my tax form is not correct. It's correct to the best of my ability at that time, but, you know, give me a couple more months to work on it, it might come out differently. Just kind of like... And I think the class is probably thinking that I'm kidding. I am absolutely not kidding. I'm not kidding. I crossed that out, and I put my initials next to it. So that was just my thought for the day. Any comments, Dr. Shealy, about that?
Well, I would say good on you, mate.
Okay. I'm gonna look up that under penalty of perjury. I'm going to look up IRS. I'm going to see exactly what it is. Okay. Okay. Any person, declaration under penalties of perjury, willfully makes and subscribes any return statement or other document which contains or is verified by a written declaration that is made under penalty of perjury. That's not it. I need to find out their exactly what they say. And I'll read that to the class. Here it is. Under penalty of perjury, under the laws of the United States of America, that the foregoing is true and correct. Now, how can anybody agree to that? Literally. I mean, I don't think Procter and Gamble can say for sure that 3.5 ounce bar of soap is really 3.5 ounces. I don't think they can. For sure. I mean, would the CEO of Procter & Gamble say that, you know, look, just put a noose around my neck, I'll stand on the gallows, you can weigh that soap, and if it does not weigh what it says on the package, you can just pull that lever and hang it.
I'm glad you're not on the jury.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Dr. Shealy. I have been called to be on a jury. And every time I'm called, I sit there and I end up in the jury box, and then the either the prosecutor or the defense attorney asks questions, and I always get thrown out. Every time they say, Mr. Finelli, you're dismissed. And I go, what? What happened? Well, why did I get dismissed? And they don't let me serve on juries. They don't. Never. And, I mean, I've been called, and I show up on time, and I don't protest, and I don't complain. And I don't say, geez, you know, what a waste of time. I don't do that at all. I want to be on the jury. But they won't let me. So anyway, that's him. He's that one right over there in seat number 3. Throw him out. And the defense has the option to dismiss any juror that they want, any one, without even saying why, is you're out of here. Dr. Shealy, I think I've asked you this before. I just want to make sure it's clear for the class. Many of us use magnesium lotion or magnesium spray. And what I do is right after the shower, I dry off, and then I use the magnesium lotion. Is it possible, if I were exuberant or over-exuberant, that I could overdose with magnesium?
Pretty unlikely.
Okay.
Pretty unlikely.
That's
what
you're
not likely to cause any trouble. Interestingly, by the way, one of my patients recently sent me an email that she had reversed mitral valve regurgitation by rubbing the magnesium lotion directly over her heart. And she reversed the abnormal EKG to normal, again, by applying magnesium lotion directly over the heart instead of, you know, somewhere else on the skin. I always thought of it just going into the butt. But she argued that in her case, at least, it has a local benefit.
Well, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night with I guess it's restless legs, and, you know, I can't get comfortable. And so I'll just go and put some magnesium lotion right on my calves, and, you know, within a couple minutes, it's gone. Same thing with Mrs. Finelli. And you would expect that, wouldn't you, Dr. Shealy?
There, of course, you're specifically talking about muscle relaxation, and definitely it would work faster because that's where it gets into the body.
Mm-hmm. And what actually, do we know what causes restless leg syndrome? Do we know?
Well, it's an irritation of muscles that are slightly tense and need relaxation, and means that you're somewhat low in magnesium to that area. Remember, interestingly, magnesium doesn't just run around in the blood. Once it's absorbed, it's deposited inside the cells. So it goes wherever I've always thought it goes most where it's most needed, but maybe it's a little more likely, you know, to help locally before it gets anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, we use it every day, and sometimes twice a day, and I think that's what your recommendation was, twice a day, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way,
yes,
I like to take soaks. I actually prefer soaking in a bathtub with hot water, and I put magnesium chloride crystals into the water. And those days, since I'm using 4 handfuls of magnesium chloride in the bathtub, I don't use any lotion at all on the days when I take a soak.
Right. And so do you think that you are absorbing many times more atoms or molecules?
In my original research, we found that you could soak your feet in it or take a bathtub, and it would still raise your intracellular level of magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had some blood work done months ago, and I asked for all kinds of complete blood work tests, and I sent you a copy of that, and my magnesium levels were perfect.
Yep.
Absolutely perfect. Now, how does that compare to most people, Dr. Shealy? I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying that I follow your protocols, and I use the magnesium spray.
Well, actually, 80% of my patients, when we did the original testing, were deficient in intracellular magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is that a blood test?
That actually is I call it a pap smear of the tongue. You actually scrape under the tongue on the frenulum and put that on a slide and send it off, and they do a test in intracellular diagnostics in Medford, Oregon.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So 80% of your patients are deficient in magnesium, and it's real simple to fix, right? Magnesium spray, magnesium lotion. And, Klaus, you can get that at Dr. Shealy's website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And, Dr. Shealy, when you said magnesium chloride, 4 handfuls, I think you said? Handful?
Yes, that's crystal.
Yes.
It's a lot better absorbed than magnesium sulfate, which is Epsom salt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and where do you get that? Do you sell that, the magnesium chloride?
Yeah, we order it by the 100-pound bottle to make the lotion, and 100-pound bags to make the lotion, and I think it comes from someplace in Florida.
And, I mean, do you sell the magnesium chloride for the soak?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and that's on your website as well?
Yep.
Okay, very good. So we're talking about magnesium lotion, magnesium spray, magnesium chloride soak, and Epsom salt soaks. And, Klaus, you know, I used to have an irregular heartbeat for years. I didn't even know it. And no more. So for many, many, well, as long as I've known Dr. Shealy, I have not had an irregular heartbeat, simply from the application of magnesium lotion and spray. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. N-O-R-M. SHEALY.com, and I found the exact verbiage from the IRS forms, and it seems that they've updated these, and it says, quote, under penalties of perjury, I declare that I have examined this submission, including accompanying documents, and, to the best of my knowledge and belief, the facts presented in support of this submission are true, correct, and complete. End quote. Now, what does it mean, and their words are, I declare that I have examined this submission. Now, what does examined mean? You know, it used to be, if I went to a medical doctor back in the 1950s, that examination would take 30 minutes or more. If you go to Dr. Shealy's office, it can take an hour or more. If you go to a regular hospital-based physician, it'll take 7 minutes or less. Now, what does examination mean? And who's defining what the examination means? Does that mean a microscopic examination of the tax return? Or does that mean a cursory examination of the tax return? I don't know what they mean because I didn't write it. So I'm certainly not going to agree to it. So that's just a little more explanation as to why I have a problem signing that under penalty of perjury, that I agree that they can haul me off to the hooscow because I made a mistake. I certainly would not agree to that. And according to Forbes, they say Be careful to review your tax return for accuracy. Allow time to catch mistakes. Double check to make sure that it's all there. These are all quotes. Let me quote. Quote from Forbes. Be careful. Review your return for accuracy. And allow time to catch mistakes. Double check to see that it is all there. Anything signed under penalties of perjury is serious. End quote. That's what Forbes has to say. And I think they're right. So I'm not going to agree to it. And back to you, Dr. Shuley.
Well, I'm with you all the way, Big Blue.
Yeah. And you know, they create the forms. And they say, here's the form, just sign here. And, you know, there used to be a term in real estate contracts. I used to buy real estate for my own portfolio, the rental properties, et cetera, single-family homes, and I'd fix them up and rent them out. And there's a term in real estate contracts, and you go to the, you know, work with a realtor, and they pull out a contract, and it's already pre-printed, and lawyers have examined it and fought over it for years and years and years, and they call it the standard real estate contract. There's nothing standard about it. I mean, it's the one they typically use, but it's been modified, and the realtors are protected. Their commission is protected in that contract. Okay, so what I used to do is, since they use the standard contract in this, you know, multi-page contract form, what I would do is I would type up a standard addendum, and it would say standard addendum. There's nothing standard about it. I wrote it. So what I'm saying is words are important. Yes, Dr. Shuley, words are important.
Exquisitely important, especially in court.
Yeah, I've been to court a bunch of times. And, you know, and I've won all the cases except for one. One, when I was a new driver, and I made a left turn at a no left turn traffic light. And, you know, it didn't say no left turn because someone mowed down that sign that used to say no left turn. So it was mowed down. I didn't see it. Nobody could see it because it was flat on the ground. And I was never there before. I was brand new in that location. And I got a ticket for making a left turn in a no left turn lane or intersection. And that's when I learned that ignorance is no excuse. So just because it's really, ignorance is no excuse. Just because you didn't know it was illegal doesn't mean that you can do it. So that's the one time I lost in court. But Dr. Shuley, I was thinking about strawberries. Mrs. Finelli had some strawberries in the kitchen. She was cutting them up, and she was serving strawberries. What are your thoughts about strawberries? Good, bad, indifferent?
Excellent. Okay. One of my favorites.
Okay. And so they're worth eating. They're healthy to eat?
Absolutely good for you.
Yeah, we can't grow them. We've tried to grow them for at least 5 years, and we've had a 100% failure rate. We just can't grow a single strawberry.
Because that does very well with them.
You do well?
Yeah, it does very well. I get, you know, maybe 10 pints a summer.
10 pints? Wow. All right, let's talk about that when we come back. I'd love to know your secret. We'll be right back.
Jay was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bridge collapse has caused a Union Pacific train to derail near Sibley, Iowa, Sunday afternoon, sending thick black smoke into the air. Emergency personnel say all waterways near the derailment have been blocked and 47 train cars were involved in the crash. Some of the cars were leaking hydrochloric acid. Sibley, Iowa is between Sioux City, Iowa and Minneapolis, Minnesota. Last week, the Center for Disease Control advised that fully vaccinated people can be indoors and outdoors without wearing masks, except when in healthcare settings, on public transportation, or in specified areas where masks are required. Dr. Gupta on CNN says the messaging from officials has been confusing.
It is a mishmash, and that could have been avoided.
The doctor says another point of concern is the lack of guidance on how best to implement these new guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is asking businesses to help workers get vaccinated. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
As the pandemic continues to weaken its grip on the United States, officials in charge are not making it easy to understand where we stand with mask wearing. Dr. Gupta tells CNN we could have done a better job.
I think we have to report the science and report what the CDC's new guidelines are, but I do think there's a larger obligation here. We can report what the news is, but then we have to explain the relevance of it. And I think, you know, to be honest, you know, I think the CDC made a critical error here in surprising basically everyone with a very significant change last week. I mean, it was significant, and I can tell you, just from my own reporting, days before that announcement, I was talking to senior people at the CDC who told me that indoor masking would probably be the last thing to be lifted because it is so effective, and it's not that hard to do in most situations, just to put a mask on. And yet, just a few days later, they basically said for vaccinated people, masking no longer necessary at all. So that was a surprise, and the strategic mistake was the stakeholders, the implementers, the businesses, the governors of states, whatever it may be, they were kind of all shocked as well. So when you show that collection of various responses across the country, playgrounds over here, what they're doing in Oregon, Nevada says casinos now could possibly be open without masks with no proof of vaccination. On the other hand, Hawaii is still saying mask mandate in place. It is a mishmash, and that could have been avoided.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, and Dr. Shealy, maybe we can get to strawberries in a couple minutes. I'm delighted to place on air one of my very dear friends. He happens to be a neighbor. He's got a farm down the road from us, and his name is Stuart. Welcome, Stuart.
Hi, how you doing this morning, Vince? Can you hear me?
I'm doing really, really well.
Good morning. Good morning.
I asked, Dr. Shealy, I asked Stuart to call in. He's a fellow farmer. And he received the vaccine for the coronavirus. And I asked him if he could tell his reaction to or describe what happened when he got it. Stuart?
Yeah, I got the Pfizer vaccine through the VA hospital up in Columbia, Missouri. And the first shot, there wasn't any side effect. My arm didn't even get sore. I unloaded 60 square bales of hay the next day after the shot. And it just didn't affect me at all, you know. So when I went to get the second shot, I thought, well, you know, probably going to go all right. But I went back to work the next day. I was at I drive a dump truck part-time for another neighbor. And I went to work the next day, started driving. And, boy, about 10 o'clock in the morning, my ankles started hurting, you know, to where it hurt to press on the gas pedal and to, you know, push the clutch in and all that. And by the time I got to the end of the day at 4 o'clock, I was, every joint in my body hurt. I mean, from my toes up to my fingertips. And so they give you a like an 8-page deal to read about, you know, the effects of the vaccine and things you can expect. And there were two things on there, you know, which was joint pain and muscle pain or aches. And so I read that. But the next morning, which would have been the second day after I took the shot, I could barely get out of bed. I mean, it was painful to just move. And so the sheet that they gave me said to take ibuprofen. So I started out taking two like the bottle recommended and didn't seem to affect it much. So I went to four, and then that started kind of alleviating the pain a little bit to where I could get around that day. But I did end up missing 2 days of work because of it. And it just kind of went away.
That time you were pretty good?
Yeah, I was pretty good after the, you know, but I was still taking ibuprofen to,
right.
To you know, and I don't really like taking stuff like that, even over-the-counter stuff. All I take is over-the-counter stuff. If I have a headache, I take Excedrin. If I have muscle aches or pains, I take ibuprofen.
Well, I would say you are lucky that you got over it that easily.
Mm-hmm. But they had done the day, it was Wednesday, was when I started experiencing the joint pain while I was driving, and they were actually doing a mass vaccination at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon on that day. So I drove by it, coming and going 6 times. Well, 12 times, because going out to the quarry, I drove by it 6 times. Coming back from the quarry, I drove by it. And there were huge lines of people lined up getting those shots. I don't know what kind of shots they were, if they were getting Moderna or Pfizer. And when I went back to work, they said that they had several drivers, other dump truck drivers, that had gone down to that mass vaccination deal and gotten the shots, and they didn't come to work for a couple of days. So evidently, it's, you know, it affects different people differently, you know. I guess if you're active and having to do stuff, it starts out affecting your joints and your muscles. But
Dr. Shelley,
I guess it's better than being on a ventilator in a hospital.
When Stuart talks about driving a dump truck, Dr. Shelley, he's talking about a big dump truck. He's not talking about like a pickup truck. He's talking about one of these really heavy, heavy dump trucks that hauls gravel and stone and, you know, sand, and very, very heavy. So, and it's not like they're easy to drive. So anyone who drives one has got to be an experienced truck driver. And that's what Stuart is. He's an experienced truck driver. As a matter of fact, Stuart, someday we should have you on. You can talk about your trip to go out to see Rich Sheban. what that was like. And, you know, would you mind taking just a couple seconds and share with Dr. Shealy in our class, if you'd like to. If you don't want to, don't. But when you first started out, you had a really rough start. I don't know anyone who had a more difficult start as a child than you did. You want to just share a little bit about that? How much money you started? How much money you started out with in your pocket?
I grew up on a ranch in Florida, and I lived with my dad. My mother left when I was 8, and my dad died when I was 15. And so the bank, of course, everybody has stuff financed, so the bank set up an auction, you know. And I was there, you know, the guy from the bank came out, and he said, well, will you take care of everything until we can have the auction? I said, yeah, and there was some money in the house, so. Of course, the feed store wouldn't deliver any feed for the horses or the chickens. You know, we had horses and chickens and cattle. And cattle kind of took care of themselves. So I had to pay cash for the feed, that, you know, for the other animals. And so I burned up all the money that I had. And the day of the auction, they auctioned off my bed, my bicycle, and my horse. I just had some clothes in an AWOL bag, an old Navy AWOL bag, and I was walking to the gate. I had 37 cents in my pocket.
Wow.
And I figured, well, that's a Snickers candy bar a day for 7 days, you know. But it was back in 1961. Stuff was pretty cheap. But that's how I started.
And you made it. You made it to where you have a farm and you're a successful farmer. And you started out with 37 cents.
Mm-hmm.
At age 15.
I got a job in Sanford, Florida. Used to be the celery capital of the world. Back when I was growing up, they grew a lot of celery, cabbage, green peppers, and cucumbers around there. It's a truck farming area. And one of my dad's friends, he was another rancher, he gave me a ride into town. And he dropped me off at the produce packing house there. Said, wait 30 minutes. Go inside and ask for a job. Talk to Harold. So I waited 30 minutes, went in, and got a job loading trucks with a hand cart. That was back before they used forklifts and pallets. And got a job loading trucks with a hand cart for 60 cents an hour. That was how it all started.
And how do you feel about celery and cucumbers?
Actually, the celery and the cucumbers was the only two things they were packing that I could eat. So I kind of lived on celery and cucumbers until I got my first pay.
Mm-hmm.
And went across the street, cashed the check at a little grocery store that was over there. Bought a jar of peanut butter and a loaf of bread and a quart of milk. Mm-hmm. It's the best meal I've ever had my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I remember you were in the kitchen here at our farm and a few years ago, and I think either we were having celery or cucumbers, and you said, now you've had all that you were going to eat in your entire life, something like that.
Yep. I don't even eat celery with peanut butter on it, and I love peanut butter, so.
Stuart, I'll tell you what. Pick a time, and I'd love to have you come back, and you and I can just chat about the good old days and how, yes, you can survive, but it takes work. And your story is worthy of a movie. It absolutely is. And so anyone who complains about anything, just think about the story of the 15-year-old with 37 cents starting over. And that's a rough story, and you were successful at it, and I applaud you. So do you have anything else you want to share with us about your vaccination?
Well, no, other than, I have no idea what this COVID thing is about. It's just, so I guess we're going to be taking COVID shots like we take flu shots every year. I don't know if it's good or bad for you, but it seemed to me like it was worth the risk because, I do know people who have died from COVID, and it doesn't look, and then the scenes they show on the TV of people in the hospitals on ventilators, that doesn't look like anything I'm interested in, especially at 75 years old.
Stuart, we've had some people in our little village here who have died of COVID, and very sad, very, very sad.
Yeah.
All right, Stuart.
Oh, and on the strawberry thing?
Yeah.
Ozark Beauties.
Let me write that down.
Plant Ozark Beauties, that's what we always had down here, at a strawberry.
And you can grow them?
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk to Mrs. Finelli about that, and maybe we'll be successful with Ozark Beauties. Because whatever else we were trying to grow, we were a complete failure at.
Yeah, I think they were developed by the University of Missouri Extension Service.
Maybe they gave up and said, we got to do something better. Okay.
Because, but I'm only a mile and a half from you, so I'm sure if they grew here, they'll grow there.
Yeah. Stuart, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience with Dr. Sheely in our class.
Okay, and right. I'm still taking those pills you recommended.
Which ones are those?
The vitamins and the B12.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Well, Dr. Sheely recommended them. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Stuart.
All righty. Bye.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, is that a fascinating story about how Stuart lost his mom at 8. His father died at 15. They sold the property, the animals, his bicycle, everything, his horse, everything, and he ended up with 37 cents and started life as a 15-year-old with 37
That's
cents.
That's what I call character. Good character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strong, good character.
He is a unbelievably strong, and he's one of the smartest men I know. He really is a very, very bright guy. And one of his sayings that he says, I've heard him say it 5, 6, 10 times so far in the last 10 or so years, and that is, quote, everything is a scam, end quote. And he's absolutely right.
Yes, and the biggest scam of all is the last 14-15 months.
Yes, yes, yeah. So I was talking with him, and he's a wonderful neighbor. A person couldn't ask for a nicer neighbor, a kinder, more gentle person, with his morals intact. Just a great, great, wonderful person. I love it when he comes over here and we have a chance to sit down and, you know, have dinner together, lunch together, you know, talk about, you know, over equipment we're working on together. But Ozark Beauty strawberries, is that what you grow too?
I think that is what I planted. I planted about 20 years ago, so I don't remember. But if you mm-hmm. want, they do like a lot of water. And, of course, my garden is mm-hmm. it's irrigated with a leaky hose, so I use it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, and how much sun do you give your strawberries?
Oh, a lot. I mean, they get sun as long as out. You know, from morning till late afternoon.
The place that we have a raised bed for strawberries, and it's, let's say, 4 feet wide by, let's say, 20-something feet long. And soil's good. Everything's good, except it gets morning sun, but it doesn't get, after about 3 o'clock, it doesn't get much sun. because of the trees. And maybe that's, you think that could be it?
It certainly could be it, and you do get plenty of water.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to me, water might be almost more important than sun, but...
Okay. Well, we're going to try Ozark Beauties, and we'll see how that goes. There is a bit of positive news, and some people might think I've lost my mind when I say this, but airlines at the demand of the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, is going to begin weighing passengers and luggage. And the reason that they're doing that is they're saying it's safety. Now, actually, I believe them in this case, because if we talked about this last week with Kyle, we were talking last Thursday about trailers, loading trailers, and how it's important to put the load so that the trailer has a little bit of weight on the front of the trailer. Not if you have too much weight in the back of the trailer will wag. It'll actually wag the truck that's pulling it. And it can be dangerous. You can lose control. So I've been in many decades ago, I was in a single engine airplane, and we had to be careful where we put the luggage, where who sat where, because we had to balance the load so it wasn't nose heavy or tail heavy or one side heavy. And it's important, and I would hate to be in an airplane that's unbalanced. So what used to happen is they'd say, well, we've got X number of people, they weigh the average amount of X, and we'll just assign them seats that spread them around the airplane. Well, now some people are just so large that the average weight isn't the average weight anymore. I mean, there are people that are three times your size and three times my size, Dr. Shealy.
Well, let's face it.
Maybe four times.
72%+ of Americans are overweight. That means that 72% of people who walk onto a plane average are overweight.
Right. So I'm all for this weighing passengers. I really am. But I know where this is going. Once they say that this is optional. You don't have to be weighed if you don't want to. Pretty soon it'll be the equipment will be there to weigh passengers. Then they'll say, well, now you all have to. It's not optional anymore. You have to do it. And then the next thing they'll do is they'll charge by the pound. They'll say, okay, well, it costs more to fly a heavy person. And if I were to fly, which I don't ever plan to do, but if I were, I'd be saying, where's my discount? Where's my discount? Because I weigh less than the average guy. I'm thinking the average person's like a 200-pounder, at least. So I should be getting a discount. So should you, Dr. Shealy.
Yep.
When we come back, we talk about liver spots, and irritable bowel syndrome. And I'd like to talk about the Winchester House. The owner, who was a Winchester, believed that as long as construction continued on this house, she would stay alive. And I'd like to talk about having purpose. And is it true? Is it true having purpose adds to longevity? We'll be right back with Dr. Shealy.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.